USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Former Minneapolis police officer Kim Potter has been found guilty of manslaughter for killing Dante Wright during a traffic stop. Potter always maintained she shot Wright, who had a warrant out for his arrest, by accident when he resisted arrest, mistaking her service weapon for a taser. The charge carries a maximum sentence of 20 years. She will be sentenced in mid-February. Fox News legal analyst Mercedes Cohen on the conviction.
What really stunned me is the fact that both charges were upheld and there was a conviction on both. I truly believed that they would have given her a pass on manslaughter one, because that's criminal recklessness, and then convict her of the second. At the end of the day, a life was lost.
Wall Street closing Thursday on an up note, the Dow gaining 196 points. USA Radio News.
I'm Dr. Baker, an ER physician. If you're having leg pain, swelling, or redness, but haven't talked to your doctor yet, don't wait. This could be deep vein thrombosis, a blood clot which could travel to your lungs and lead to a pulmonary embolism, which could cause chest pain or discomfort or difficulty breathing and be deadly. Your symptoms can mean something serious, so don't wait. Talk to a doctor right away, by phone, online, or in person.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
You may be into punk rock, soft rock, or classic rock, R&B, hip-hop, or house, country, techno, or techno-country. But no matter what kind of music you listen to, here's something else you should hear. Please consider getting vaccinated. Talk to your pharmacist today about Comirnaty, COVID-19 vaccine mRNA. This message brought to you by BioNTech and Pfizer.
Congress is in the middle of a COVID outbreak. Democratic Senator Chris Coons, the latest lawmaker to test positive. The Delaware senator, close to President Biden, had been double vaccinated and received his booster shot. Other lawmakers who have recently tested positive include House Majority Whip Jim Clyburn, Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren, and New Jersey Senator Cory Booker, all of them Democrats. President Biden says he's confident his Build Back Better agenda will be signed into law, despite bipartisan opposition to his $2 trillion social spending package. This comes after Congress passed a roughly $1 trillion bipartisan infrastructure bill. Louisiana Republican Congressman Steve Scalise joins Fox Business and says the president has been spending too much cash.
No bill should be $1 trillion or more. That's one of the reasons that you have this massive crisis of inflation, supply chain.
USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The Pentagon, under President Biden, is laying out new policies for military personnel to root out what they consider extremism. The new policy lays out details on banned activities, which range from advocating terrorism or supporting the overthrow of the government to fundraising or rallying on behalf of an extremist group or liking or reposting extremist views on social media. Republican Congressman Tom Cotton of Arkansas says he's concerned about the vagueness of the new policy.
I do worry about what this Department of Defense, with Joe Biden as the commander-in-chief, might do to try to influence the opinions of conservatives in the military. At the same time, when you sign up for our military, you sign away some of your First Amendment rights. You sign up to defend the country. You don't sign up to become a TikTok influencer or a social media star.
President Biden has been in office almost a year, and his approval ratings now at a low of 41%, according to a new NPR poll. Texas Republican Congressman Michael Burgess, appearing on Fox Business, explains where he thinks the president has dropped the ball so far.
Whether it was from executive orders, from closing the Keystone Pipeline, upsetting things up and down the scale by continuing to pump vast amounts of federal money into a system that could barely handle the money that they already had gotten in the previous year.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.